Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
And welcome to our first visit together for the new year, 2023. The dust of the holidays has settled, and many of us are back to our previous schedules and routines. Well, today on our program, we've got a look at the arts in store for you with our reporter, Mark Auerbach. But first, a few notes as we look around the region. The Springfield Museums are presenting Leonardo's Lab. That's going to be at the Science Museum the 21st of this month through the 23rd of April. And this comes to you from the Carnegie Science Center in Pittsburgh and presented by the Science Center of Ithaca. And it's an exhibition that offers young artists and inventors a chance to immerse themselves in the mind of Leonardo da Vinci, the original Renaissance man. And what that means is you'll explore all the fascinating areas of his work across multiple disciplines in very hands-on ways as they build and sketch and test and design via activities tied to his era and his ideas. Visitors can recreate Leonardo's amazing tool and hardware-free interlocking bridge and assemble an air-powered flying copter, making changes to improve the aerodynamics, inspired by Leonardo's reverse print method. Try your hand literally at writing backwards, so it seems correct when viewed in a mirror. And before leaving the exhibit, put your own spin on his most famous work, the Mona Lisa, using different art techniques to create a masterpiece. Well, we would like to say congratulations on behalf of the Longmeadow Police Department to Kai, Canine Officer Kai, on his much-deserved retirement. Kai, you've accomplished so much in your 7-year career, from locating missing children, stolen items, drugs, backing up your fellow Longmeadow PD officers on calls. You'll not only be missed by the LPD, but by the entire Longmeadow community. The canine program wouldn't have been such a success without the tremendous support from the community. So, Kai, on behalf of Pioneer Valley Radio, Longmeadow, and the Longmeadow PD, we hope you have a long, healthy retirement. And Canine Reuben, who will be coming in after you, has some, well, shall we say, big paws to step into. I'm very sorry to report the passing of a wonderful man and a great public servant. A longtime community leader in Springfield has passed away. Former city councilor Clodovaldo Clodo Concepcion has died. This comes from a news release from Springfield Mayor Dom Sarno. Concepcion came to America from Cuba with very little when he was young. And Clodo dedicated much of his life to bettering the Springfield community. He spent 7 years fighting for the rehabilitation of what is now the Clodo Concepcion Community Center on Parker Street. He was so proud of it. He was a guest on countless radio programs of mine, and I'm honored to have called him a friend. Vaya con Dios, Clodovaldo. Springfield's gas prices have dropped by 2.0 cents per gallon over the past week. Gas prices have dropped to an average of $3.18 a gallon. Cheapest station in Springfield reporting $2.83 a gallon, and the most expensive station $3.69. Highest price in the state $4.19, a difference of $1.36. And now, as previously mentioned, the world of the arts in Western Mass in focus as we turn things over to Mark Auerbach. Mark?
It's a new year, and many new events are happening on area stages and concert halls. Audacity of Hope, the Springfield Symphony Orchestra celebrates the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. January 14th at Symphony Hall. The program showcases classical and contemporary African American composers, conducted by composer Kevin Scott with pianist Artina McCain and Springfield's poet laureate Magdalena Gomez. Two of the composers whose works will be performed, Quinn Mason and Ozzy Gargel, will be in the audience. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. Six, the electrifying Tony Award-winning Broadway musical rings in the new year on the Bushnell's Broadway series, January 17th through the 22nd. From Tudor queens to pop icons, the six wives of Henry VIII take the microphone to remix 500 years of historical heartbreak into euphoric celebration of 21st century girl power. The new original musical by Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss is a global sensation that everyone's losing their heads over. Six won the Tony Award for Outstanding Musical Score, and it's still a big hit on Broadway. For details, bushnell.org. Espesos Clean, Christine Quintana's play about a chance encounter by two women in a high-end Mexican resort, plays Hartford Stage January 12th through February 15th. Directed by Melissa Crespo, the play, presented in both English and Spanish, is adapted and translated by Paula Delia Cervantes. This bilingual presentation is the first for Hartford Stage, who's co-producing the play with Syracuse Stage. The use of subtitles is commonplace in opera houses, but this is the first time in recent memory that the technique has been used in the theater. For details, HartfordStage.org. Native Gardens, Karen Sakarias, is contemporary comedy about next-door neighbors in a Washington, D.C. neighborhood, plays the Majestic Theater with performances through February 12th. Conflict and comedy arise when an affluent couple with an award-winning home and garden are confronted by their new next-door neighbors, whose fixer-upper next door will feature a native garden. James Warwick directs. For details, MajesticTheater.com. Valley Jazz Voices presents its annual fundraiser concert January 15th at the Blue Room at City Space in East Hampton. Valley Jazz Voices is the only community jazz vocal ensemble in Western Mass. Directed by Jeff Olmsted and accompanied by a professional jazz trio, the ensemble sings a wide range of songs from standards to modern arrangements of familiar songs to some originals by Jeff Olmsted. After the concert, it opens up a singer's open mic, where singers are encouraged to bring their chart and sing accompanied by the band. For details, valleyjazzvoices.org. And last, Monty Belmonte, the popular radio host on 93.1 The River and one of the region's most active cheerleaders, has joined New England Public Media, where he will produce a new radio show and podcast about life in Western Massachusetts. Belmonte will be joined by Callis Smith, who also comes to NEPM from The River, where she hosted weekday evenings and was a regular guest on Morning with Monty. Monty Belmonte is a champion for the arts. He's very much involved in the Shea Theater in Turner's Falls. For details, NEPM.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And thank you for listening in. And we'll return with another program to focus things happening here in Western Mass. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.